Hey, can I speak with John?
Yes, this is him.
Okay, John, how you doing? Rick here from Huff and Mezer.
Yes, I'm doing good. How are you?
Not too bad. Thank you for asking. So, John, is it good timing? I mean, can you talk about the application?
Yeah, of course.
All right, perfect. So, John, you mentioned that you're doing this for college students and university students, and it's more of a it's a consultation based application where therapists and probably even psychologists can be available instantly on the application for the younger target audience, right?
Yes.
All right, so John, what's the business idea here? Fill me in on a bit on how you plan to take this forward, and if there is any kind of background that you'd like to discuss with me.
Yeah, so I mean, when I was in school, I feel like when people were going through a lot, they didn't really have anybody they could talk to, because eventually when we went to like staff at our school, they just kind of said, "Oh, it'll be fine," say they'll deal with the other students that's like bullying or stuff like that, and then like nothing would ever change. So I just want this app to like tell people that there's people out there that can help them with like their stress and anxiety and depression.
Right,
So
so
I talked to one of my college teachers about this idea. Like I wrote a paper on it, and they said they'd be willing to pay to like have this program at their school, and if I can find a way to make the app. And this was about a year ago, and I've tried to do it on my own, but it never seemed to work out. And so
Oh, so you made some
I
progress. I
decided.
mean, you already have your foot in the door, and you have someone who's ready to back you on this.
Yeah.
All right, that's great news. That's lovely. So, John, you heard about MindBody, by the way, MindBodyOnline.com.
No, I have not.
Okay, so MindBody is one of the, it's a premium platform for where you can find a therapist, you can find people to talk to. Who are, consultants by profession. So MindBody application, the mobile application, was done by Huff and Mezer, and we completed the application for them about a year ago. So I'm pretty much familiar with the idea that you're going with, and I think the target audience is something that's going to be a bit of a unique thing here, because with any kind of business or with any kind of an application or anything that you're doing for that matter, there has to be a unique selling proposition as well. I mean, you ought to make sure you stand out from the rest of the target, from the rest of the competitors, or say companions in the industry, right?
Yes, of course.
So, are you at a computer by any chance? I'd like to show you a couple projects that we've completed in the, in the relevant category in the recent past. Are you at a computer?
Yeah, I'm at my laptop right now.
Oh, perfect. So, can you just pull up? First of all, let's just go through mindbodyonline.com.
Okay. One second. Okay. And
So you're looking at the website, right?
yes.
All right, perfect. So MindBody, when they, when the platform launched and before we got in contact with them, they used to be a wellness platform, right? I mean, their core or their primary service was providing people, therapists and people concerning mental wellness, right? Now MindBody has a lot of categories. You could even, book a yoga trainer on the application for that matter. But just to give you an idea, they are, they are rooted from the same, industry as yourself, right? So they have, over the last 5 years, they're probably one of the fastest growing companies in this category. And we had the honor and pleasure of doing the application for them. So, if you want to get a better idea or some kind of general idea of what kind of work we do, you could download their mobile application, because that's done by us on Android and iOS. There's another company as well that I can show you. It's going to be plumhealth.com. Plum with a double M at the end. Plum. health.com?
One second. I'm not finding that. You said plum, is it like P-L-U-M-N?
It's P-L-U-M, as in plum.
Uh-huh.
Just that you have to have an extra M at the end. So it's plum with double M, and then health.
Hill, like H-I-L-L?
No, no, health, as in H-E-A-L-T-H.
Oh, Plum Health, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Okay. Alrighty.
Right now, this probably is more relevant to what you're looking for. So just to give you a bit of a background on this company, Plum Health, until recently, until about a year and a half ago, was known as Healing Clouds, right? And they've been pretty popular. They've been doing good work in the industry. They have a lot of, corporate social responsibility activities going on as well. But we got in contact with them about 2 years ago, and that's when, you know, the whole Healing Clouds idea that it originated from transformed into Plum Health. So once again, Hoff & Mezger, the company that I'm representing right now and that you're talking to, we had the honor of, transforming the whole company from Healing Clouds to Plum Health. And this new application that you see on their banner, the two screens that you see on there, that's also built by Hoff & Mezger. So we rebranded them, we gave them a new web page as well, and then we built the mobile application as well. So this is one more company that you could download the application for on your local iOS or your Android device. And, you know, the application that you'd see, that is built by Hoff & Mezger.
Okay.
Right, so what kind of, you said that your teacher from your college, if I heard that correctly, they're looking to back you up on this. And are they your mentor as well? I mean, do they have some kind of background with mental wellness and mental health as well?
Yeah, so they're actually a psychology teacher. So I did this for a psychology class, and I mean, even being in that class, we could tell that some people were going through things that they just didn't feel like they could talk to people about.
And while we're talking about it, just to raise some facts here, each year, 24,000 students in the U.S. alone, they commit suicide, based upon mental issues and mental problems. And that, again, if you look up the root cause and why this happens, is, the biggest cause is they don't have the kind of support they need at that time. You know, when they're in anxiety and depression, they don't have someone to speak to, not the teachers, not their parents. The parents are not supportive. So, 24,000, we lose 24,000 young people every year in the USA because of, student depression and student anxiety. So I think it's a great cause, and with something like this, I immediately feel that we'd be more than happy to have you on board. I know it's a long process from here, but I can tell you right off the bat that my company and myself, we'd be personally be very interested in working with you and building this idea together. So what kind of partnership and what kind of development team are you essentially looking for? And besides your teacher, I'm assuming you're a one-man army at this time, and you're spearheading this yourself, right?
Yes. So I have a couple friends that, like, we sat down and talked about it. I pretty much had the idea, and then one of them has, like, the kind of like what the design of the app would be, but other than that, it's mainly just me and that person, that one person.
Okay. Well, one the better. I mean, you always start. I'll tell you about Plum Health. If you look them up, the CEO is an Asian, right? He's from, I think he's from the subcontinental side of Asia that we know as Pakistan and India. So he and his partner were two people when they started this company as Healing Clouds. And today, there are about 300-plus people. The last time I checked them on LinkedIn, they are a 300-man army now. So you always start as two people or a single person with an idea, and then you make a caravan along, and people join you and your vision. And like I said, I mean, once again, I'd like to reassure you that for something like this, we see this as more of a cause than business, right? I mean, it's more than business for
Yeah,
us,
of
and
course.
I see, yeah. So whatever we can do, even if, you know, regardless of who you get to work with, or whatever help we can come to, or, you know, as far as finances are concerned, or expediting this is concerned, if you have a timeline that you're running with, we'd be more than happy to do whatever we can from our end to contribute to the cause and to bring something, you know, as a contribution from our side to the table as well.
Yeah, so there are two colleges that I've talked to, and they said that if I could get this running, that they would pay like a yearly fee or something to have it, or just pay for like a one-time thing and me come like present it to the school or present it to the teacher so they know how to tell the students to download it and stuff and what it does. So I guess my question is, how much would I be paying y'all if y'all were to make this happen, or would y'all get all the money if I was to let y'all operate?
Right. So, John, to be honest with you, it'd be a little too early for me to give you any numbers, you know, even off the top of my head right now, because we have yet to discuss how the application is going to function. But I can tell you how we work, right? So, we first of all, just to give you a better introduction of myself, I head the, you know, the product strategy team here. You've already got my name, Rick Martin, and my designation here is VP, Vice President of Product Strategy, right? The company, Hoff & Messer, we've been in business for more than 8 years now. You could look us up on Crunchbase, you could look us up on Trustpilot, on Bark. And I think you found us. How did you find us, by the way? I mean, are you coming through a reference, or how exactly did you find us?
I just looked up app building companies, and yours was the one that popped up.
Oh, on Google, right?
Yes, on Google, sorry.
All right. Okay. So yeah, I mean, I think you must have found us in one of the three spots on Google as well for mobile application development. So, I was telling you about the company, and I was telling you how we work. So we are strictly a custom mobile application development company, and we work for hire, right? So we create applications that fit like a glove, with what your idea is. So you tell us how you want it to be. We take that idea forward, and we have to translate that into a mobile application for you. Now, apart from, you know, the designing of the screens and the development, we also assign you a discovery team that's going to constitute of a business analyst on the table as well. There's going to be myself. Like I mentioned, I head the product strategy team here, and there's going to be a project manager that's going to be bringing all the team together as kind of a director. And the first thing we do before we get into the execution phase is that we discover the project, right? So right now, it's a sketchy idea. I understand the vision, and I appreciate it, but that has to be converted into more of a, you know, it has to be converted into a business model, because it has to be sustainable. Even if you're not looking to do it primarily for profits or for making it a big corporate, it has to become sustainable in the future as well. So that's exactly where we come in, and the team is going to help you translate that idea into more of a business model that's sustainable, and then, you know, help you translate that into a mobile application as well. Now, talking about the mobile application, how I see this right off the bat is, you know, I think there's going to be a individual, more like a subscription-based model, where people can, you know, pay as they go, and they can be, you know, when they come to the application, they could just, you know, download the application for free. They could browse through the therapist and the therapist profiles, and when they have to, you know, start, you know, seeking consultation from one of their therapists on the platform, they could, you know, finally, when they've decided they want to make use of the application, they could go ahead and, you know, purchase a small fee subscription, say $10 a month or $15 a month, or whatever you have in mind. But there's going to be an individual module in the application. And then I think, like you mentioned, I think one of the major factors that's going to determine the success of the application is going to be how many colleges and how many universities can you get on board. So this model is more like called, it's called an enterprise model, where you have a one-time lump sum fee, say a yearly or an annual fee for a college to join your platform, and that, you know, when they pay a lump sum fee, their students with their, you know, their official email IDs, they will be allowed to log in on the application and join the consultation, you know, book services with the therapist free of cost. So, you know, that I think is going to be a major portion of the revenue. But then, you know, more importantly, from a business success perspective, I think it's going to be the most important to get colleges and universities on board. What do you think?
Yes, I agree.
And then I think you already have two colleges that are ready to get on board. I think the only wait here is to have a platform that is functionable, and that's something that, you know, that can help you show your intent to people. I mean, right now I think probably when you go out to colleges, it's your vision and your words that you put forward to talk to them and to have them root you for the idea. But I think when you have something in the works, when you have an application or you have a website, that's when people actually know that you're trying to do something and that you're persistent about it. So I think from an intent point of view as well, having a mobile application and then a website, it's going to help you market your services and market your platform in a much better way as well.
Okay. Yep.
Right. So, John, how soon are you looking to get started, by the way? I mean, as I see this, I think you have kind of a financial dependency on your teacher, if that's what you mentioned, to fund the project, right?
Yes. So I would say, I guess, as soon as possible.
As soon as possible, you said. Right. Why I'm asking you this question is because I think you must have seen on the website, we turned 8 years old a week ago, right? So it's Labor Day promotions as well, and then we had our, eighth business anniversary as well. And that is the only time of the year when we have some kind of a discount or some kind of a promotion available to, kind of reduce your cost, the final cost to you. And then you, I think I didn't mention this, but you become the 100% owner of the application or whatever platform we build for you as well. So we, like I mentioned to you, we strictly work for hire, and whatever platform we're going to build, that's going to belong to you, and we just charge a one-time remuneration for the complete design, discovery, development, and then we deploy the applications for you on the app stores as well.
Okay.
Right, so just to give you a ballpark idea, John, this would something like a platform like this where there is going to be a therapist profile. So therapists will be able to, join the platform themselves without you having to manually onboard each therapist and each organization, mental wellness organization, on board yourself. I think there should be one interface that's going to be designated for a therapist to join the platform. Now, how that's going to work, and I'll just try and paint a picture in your head. So how that's going to work is that, they submit their profile. They, provide all the necessary details that you need before you can screen them and get them on the platform. And then once they submit their application to join the platform, it's you as the admin who's going to review their profiles, their information. And then, with a click of a button, you will be able to get them on board. Like, they will have their own username, their own password, and they will be able to manage their profile right within the application. But I think the review process is going to be important because you want to make sure, the platform is not cluttered. And then I think with something like this, with mental well-being, there is HIPAA compliance. There's other regulations as well that you have to keep in mind. So you will be regulating the platform in the sense that you will be reviewing and screening these therapists before they are allowed to join the platform and before they can start offering their services.
Of course, yeah.
Right? Now, there has to be a monetization model as well for the therapists. So how do you plan to pay out the therapists who will be joining the platform? I mean, is it going to be strictly for therapists who want to do this as a social activity, or do you have something in mind as far as their remuneration or their payout is concerned?
So, it pretty much having the the therapist on there was like when the student first comes in, if they need somebody to talk to, of course, just have like a therapist on hand that could talk to him for like a free trial. And after that, the way the therapist can, I guess, make money or get clientele is if the therapist thinks they need more sessions, then they could discuss that, and then the student can, talk to them about that. If that's something they want to do, then they can. And obviously, I don't think every student will want to do more than one session, but yeah, I think that's why it would be good for psychiatrists to get on there so they can build their clientele.
So you say that the first session is more it's going to be more like a free trial for them to see if they like the the therapist service and if they like the platform, and then they go ahead and they pay to use the platform, right?
Yes,
Right. That sounds like a fair idea. So I think from a and then that's one thing for the therapist. I mean, they have a separate login. They have their own interface. They when they log in, they can manage their profile. They can see who are who's trying to contact them. And then from a student's perspective, I think there's going to be another login for them, ideally where they can when they come on the application is going to be open for all to browse the therapist and see what kind of therapists are available and what kind of qualifications they have, what kind of credentials they have. And when they go ahead and when they, on an individual therapist profile, when they click on schedule a consultation button, they will be able to, they will first see more like packages or say a monthly subscription, placeholder that's going to allow them to begin their subscription right after the free trial. And, once they do so, they can start, they probably have unlimited access to therapists that they can, schedule with. And I think for a fair usage policy, we could keep it like, two sessions a month or five sessions a month as a limit on it. But I think what I'm leaning towards is the idea that, the students are not, they're not always financially privileged, and they may want to, the application may serve as a as an affordable platform for them if you have a monthly subscription rather than a per session price, which is again how many of these platforms that already exist they operate right now. So you, I don't think I think the best way to go about it would be to have a lump sum monthly fee that they could pay, which could be small. But then I think with the idea itself, you could gain some, trustees as well. You could gain some, corporates as well that may be willing to do more like a social funding as well, where you could offer the services for a lower price and then be able to subsidize the service using, the kind of funds or charity or donation you receive from different corporates and different organizations as well. So I see some potential on that side as well. What do you think?
I agree, of course.
Right. So and then again, I mean, I think there has to be, when you now, when you join a therapist as a student on the platform, you will have a way for the students to contact them to be able to, share the schedule on when they would like to begin. So I think on the therapist side, there has to be a calendar as well, where they can when a student books a therapist on the calendar, that slot of say 30 minutes or an hour is going to be blocked out from that particular date, and then all the other dates are going to be available for the next student to book, and just to make sure there's no duplication, and then the therapist can manage their work hours on the platform as well, because I think most therapists are going to be working on the platform part-time, and they may have other full-time jobs or full-time consultancies as well that they may be partaking with. Right, so that's just a brief idea on how the application has to work, because that's essentially going to help us boil down to the price and then the timeline as well. But like I mentioned to you, the first phase after you get on board is that we fine-tune all these details, we jot them down on a canvas, And the team is going to come together with you to discuss many different ways on how to pursue this. And then you along the team, myself, the team here, is going to decide how to take this forward. So right now we're just discussing the sketchy details to be able to figure what the application is supposed to do so that we can come to a cost ballpark and I can share some budget outlines with you as well, along with the the timeline on how soon you can, you know, have the application going out for your the colleges who are ready and for your mentor and your investor to get on board as well.
Okay.
Right, so John, about the numbers, I think anything like this, if we talk on a regular day, and you know, I'm giving you the regular pricing first because I'm assuming that you need some time to manage the finances and everything. We're looking at about more of about $50,000 to build the application for both Android and the iOS, right? And that $50,000, like I mentioned to you, is going to be a one-time fee, and that's going to be custom design and development, so it's not going to be reskinning of an existing application. It's going to be built from scratch. So the idea to the design, to the development, and then deployment, and along with a 3 months complimentary maintenance retainer we offer after the application goes live, all that is covered within this 45 to 50,000 bracket that I gave you, and the application by the end of the process. Sorry.
No, I was just saying. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. Right. So the application is going to be live on the Apple app stores and the Android app stores as well. However, if you are ready and you think you can pull the trigger sooner than later, and if you'd like to get enrolled with us on the 8th business anniversary promotional pricing we're running, then you can consider yourself eligible for a 25% discount that we offer, that we're offering right now. And that's, for the 8th business anniversary, like I mentioned to you. So that's going to help you cut the cost down to somewhere about, somewhere close to between $30,000 and $35,000. And that, again, is going to be a one-time fee.
Okay.
So what do you think about the budget? I mean, is that something that's doable? What were you expecting? Am I jumping the guns on you? What were you expecting this for?
Hmm? It's probably not doable right now. I'll probably have to wait. But once I finally get the money for that, I'll definitely contact back.
For sure. So what kind of funds is your investor willing to pledge on this? I mean, do you have some numbers on what kind of budget were you starting out with? I mean, how, you know, what kind of funds can you be provided?
Not really. I'm not quite sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, if you have been... Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Well, John, I tell you what. I think you mentioned that you've been waiting on this for a year now, and, you know, you already have two colleges ready, and, I feel like you could pull the trigger on this. If you had the funds, you would want to get this done immediately. And I think you mentioned that you want to start as soon as possible as well. My advice to you on a personal level, again, regardless of who you get to work with and keeping aside the business relationship for a moment, is that you, you pursue a prototype of the application first and then go out in the market and pursue an investor, right? Now, what I'm saying is you don't need to get a mobile application live on the app stores to be able to get financing, to be able to woo the investors on board, and to be able to gain some traction, right? When you have to show your intent and when you have to show a business model, I think you have to show a proof of concept, right? You have to show that you are ready with a go-to-market strategy and that all that you are waiting on is the funding to be able to scale this and to be able to grow this to different segments of your target audience. So my advice to you, that if you cannot afford an application yourself and you think it's going to be another year or 6 months or 2 years before you can get that kind of money, that is totally understandable. And, you know, if you ask me on a personal level, I know it takes a lot to, you know, bootstrap something like this, right? So my advice to you would be that rather than going for the full application, you go for a non-functional prototype. And what that essentially is going to mean is that the discovery phase, like I mentioned to you, where you build a business model, you build a value proposition, you build a target audience segmentation, all that is going to be covered. After that, you go ahead with the team, and you have the UI and the UX designs of each of the screens of the iOS and the Android applications ready. Right now, until that phase, you'll have just the designs or say the PSDs or the designs of the application ready, and the next step is going to be to build a non-functional prototype for you. That's going to be, you know, you could look up that prototype on your phone. You could use it like an application, but it's not going to have a nucleus, or it's not going to have a brain behind it. So it's just going to be a dummy application with all the designs and all the, you know, the business model translated into an application, but is not going to be functional. I think when you get to that point, and that is, you know, if you want to get some idea on what kind of cost you're looking at, you're looking at about 20% of what I offered you for the full price of the application. So with just 20% of that budget, you can get your foot in the door, and then you have something to show as a proof of concept to investors, to colleges, and then, you know, when you get them on board, then I think from there it's going to be much more easier for you to pursue this and to be able to scale this. Because as a rule of thumb, a mobile application or even a website or web application should have to be scalable. I mean, there are technologies out there that are not scalable. For example, you know, there are corporates that sell you a DIY website or something like this. They're not scalable. But if you go for a scalable platform, you go for a custom solution, you can always build on top of it when you have the investors on board. But in order to have the investors on board, you have to show them that you're actually persistent and you want to pursue this and you're serious about it.
Okay.
Right, so 20% of something like this on today's pricing, on the kind of pricing we're looking at with the promotional pricing, it's going to come down to 20% of $30,000, and we're looking at about $6,000. And with that, you know, probably, you know, one thing that I can do from my side, just to as a token of goodwill to get you on board and more like a handshake, is that I can get you a logo branding done for your business, like the kind of branding you see for Plum Health, or the kind of branding you see for other applications I can show you right now. I'll do a website for you as well, so you have a landing page, because that's going to be used towards the marketing of your platform as well. So a logo and a website is the more of a complimentary two items that you can accept from my end, and I'll add that to your package as free of cost.
Okay. Thank you.
So what do you think about this? I mean, is this proposition more doable than the full application we are discussing?
Yeah, I think I'm still just going to wait. I'm probably going to look at other options as well, and then just think about them all and see what the best ones to do.
All right, definitely. So, like, do you want to recircle on this? I mean, shall we recircle sometime next week, or would you want to get back yourself?
Yeah, that's fine. I got to get back to work, so that would be good.
All right, then I'll let you go, John. Enjoy the day.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.